Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work. Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today, I want to talk about taking a break versus running away and what the difference is. I thought this was a pretty timely topic given that we just got back from our little summer hiatus. I hope you all enjoyed the episode reruns or whatever we're calling them. And especially, I hope that you checked out the interview with Kara Golden. She is truly the best, really successful entrepreneur. I love that episode every single time I hear it. So if you didn't listen to it, make sure you go and check it out. But on to today's topic. Have you ever thought about running away from your life, like just ditching it all, getting in the car, getting on a plane and leaving? My brother actually asked me this a few weeks ago. He likes to just send me random texts. He sends random things all the time, which is very entertaining. So thanks, bro. And I will definitely admit at a few of my lowest moments, I've pondered what it would be like to just disappear. I feel like people think about this and you see it in the movies where people just get a new identity and they're like, bye-bye, I'm going to get a new life now. But the truth is, I don't want to escape my life. I've worked really hard to build one that I like every single day. And I told him that. And he said, well, that's funny because you take more vacations than anyone I know. You like my brother voice? Very nice. And he's right. I definitely do take a lot of breaks. I like taking vacations. I like traveling. I want to see the whole dang world. And taking breaks and taking vacations is not the same as running away. I think that running away means that you are escaping something and something in your life is unbearable. Taking a break means that you are recharging or that you are exploring or you're doing something exciting so that you can keep showing up and you can keep enjoying the life that you have. It took me a long time to really figure out the difference between these two things. And I definitely used a vacation to run away because I worked myself half to death. And by the time I got to the break, I needed it so, so bad. I think a lot of entrepreneurs and us type A, like hustlers, kind of confuse the two. If every trip that you take feels like an escape, I think that's a signal to pause and kind of re-examine your life or the business that you've built or your job. Because if you hate what you're doing every day and you feel like you need to escape, or you wake up and you're like, ugh, I don't want to do this, there's no vacation or there's no break or no walk or no nap that's going to fix that. The goal isn't to create a life that you need a vacation from. And I think everyone knows that. And yet somehow a good part of us or many of us get trapped in this cycle where we have a life that we need a vacation from. The goal is to create a life that we don't want to run away from, a life that we are proud of and that we enjoy, even in the messy and stressful moments, because we know that we are capable of getting through it and it's going to be even better on the other side. So I sat down to think through how you can build that life. And obviously, this is a huge topic, and I think it's touched on pretty often in this podcast, right? We talk about a lot of different topics around how to create a life that you like and how to be productive, but not, you know, work too hard, and how to take care of yourself. And I think all of those things go into creating a life that you love. And I kind of wanted to boil it down for you in, I don't know, five, six bullets. This isn't going to cover it all, but let's give it a shot here. So number one is designing your days, not just setting goals out for yourself. I think a lot of us are good at setting goals and saying, okay, where do I want to be in 5 years? Or what's my annual goal for the business? But I think instead we have to ask ourselves, What do I want to feel like every day? Or how do I break this goal down into little itty bitty steps that are actually attainable? Building routines and habits around your vision are what actually give you the momentum to get there. It's really hard to just look at a goal and say, like, okay, I'm going to get there. But when you don't have it broken down, it's hard to know how to do it. When you have habits, it's much easier to build on them every single day and designing your days so that you can kind of run on autopilot and you know that you get up and you go to the gym, then you spend time with your kids, and then you do this, and then you go for a walk, and you kind of can use your day as something that you don't have to make decisions throughout the entire thing. And you know that you're going to get to your goals because you designed it as such. Number two is auditing your energy regularly. This is definitely something that we've talked about, and it's simple, but it's really powerful. Pay attention to who and what drains you and who and what light you up. There might be certain clients, certain friends, or tasks that you really like and some that you really don't like. If you are constantly feeling tired or you are constantly feeling avoidant, maybe it's not you. Maybe it is the stuff that you're tolerating in your life. A life that you don't want to run away from is one where you're intentionally adding things that energize you and you are cutting out the stuff that doesn't. And yes, that means trimming people out of your life too. And in my opinion, that's the hardest part. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. Three, another thing we've talked about for sure is saying no. This one is hard for me. Sometimes I can say no super easily, but a lot of times I'm like, oh, I'd love to say yes to that. It feels good to say yes to a client request. It feels good to say yes to a coffee meeting, to an opportunity that's presented to you. But then you end up exhausted and you end up with a plate full of commitments that you didn't choose. A big part of building a life that you love is just being comfortable with the word no. Remember that every yes is a trade-off. And if you fill your calendar with obligations, of course, you're going to fantasize about running away, getting on that plane and getting a new identity or something less extreme. So when you say yes to less, you are going to find yourself enjoying more. Next is integrating rest and not waiting for it to appear in front of you, not waiting for the time, because the time never comes if you're going to wait for the best time for it. If you're only recharging when you get on vacation, you're definitely going to burn out in between, especially, I don't know what the average amount of PTO is that an employee gets these days, but what, are we going on a vacation or two a year? That is not enough. We need daily breaks. We need our weekends that aren't just time to catch up on our personal lives. You need real downtime. Remember that every moment of your life does not have to be productive. You can just sit there and do nothing and not feel like crap about it. Number five is build for sustainability, not speed. This means that if your business is only working when you are grinding 60 plus hours a week, your business doesn't work. You have to delegate and you have to let go of control. You should have systems that run without you, and you should be able to trust the people that you work with. And if you don't, it's a big problem. All right, last, but certainly not least, is celebrating big wins along the way. If you're only happy when you hit a big milestone, you are always going to be chasing happiness. And I hear this from people a lot. I'll be happy when I will be good when, my life will be better when, you know, this situation will be better when I can stop working so hard after we get through this. A lot of times that when never comes. So you have to acknowledge your progress and you have to make your situation work for you now, not just whatever end result that you think is coming. I think this is especially hard for us achievers out there that are always looking for that next win and we're always reaching for the next milestone. Remember to look back and see how far you've come. Even just looking back at yourself of a year ago or 2 years ago, a lot of times we can see, wow, I've really changed a lot or I've really grown a lot. And it's so hard to know that you're growing and changing on a daily basis. But when you look back, you can really see how far you've come. All right. At the end of the day, it's not just the big changes or the cool vacations or, I mean, really anything else like that that shapes your life. It's those small everyday choices that we just discussed that add up to a life that you love, not one that you feel like you have to run away from. So here is my challenge for you this week. What is one small choice that you can make that moves you closer to a life that you want to stay in, not a life that you want to escape? For me, that might be getting a little bit more sleep. It might be getting a little bit more exercise every day. It might be making sure I get out on that walk that I'm pretty good about. But when my husband says, "Want to go for a walk?" sometimes I'm like, "Not really. You know, I'm happy. I'm in my pajamas already on the couch." I definitely have a tendency to do that, making sure I get up and move my butt and get on that walk. So what's that small choice that you can make that is going to get you closer to that life that you really love and build those daily habits? All right, that is it. Thank you so much for listening today. If you needed to hear this message, pass it along to one person that needs the same or share it on the socials and tag me. I would love to hear from you all there, and I'll talk to you next time.